I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Martha Stewart got a break today in her trial on securities fraud and obstruction of justice. The judge blocked any expert testimony that might support the most serious count against her. Bob Moon joins us now from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York to talk about it. Welcome back, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.
What exactly did the judge rule today, and what's the significance?
Well, to get to that, we first have to explain the way that prosecutors have constructed their securities fraud charge. Stewart is accused of propping up the stock price of her own company, Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia, by claiming that her sale of shares in ImClone Systems was proper and that she was cooperating with authorities. Essentially, they're arguing that she misled her own investors when she publicly denied any involvement in insider trading. But now the judge says they can't present any expert testimony on whether her statements might have had an important influence over what the judge calls a reasonable investor's decision-making. So this is potentially a substantial blow to the government's efforts to prove its case on the most substantial count, securities fraud.
And all along, Stewart's attorneys have claimed that she's being prosecuted for basically proclaiming her innocence. Did the judge agree with that?
Well, this gets a bit confusing because last November the judge ruled that prosecutors could pursue this charge, even though she did call it, using her words here, unquestionably a novel application of the securities laws. Now she's agreeing with a motion from Stewart's lawyers to block expert testimony on what's known in legalese as the materiality of Stewart's statements back in 2002. So not only is this a novel application of securities law now for the prosecution, it's a very complicated application of securities law if they can't even argue the case. By the way, the securities fraud charge carries a 10-year prison term. Each of the other four counts Stewart is facing carries 5 years.
Do we have any idea now how far away jury deliberations may be?
Well, we're into the 10th day of testimony. The government has said it expects to rest its case next week, and legal experts tell us jurors could begin deliberations sometime in March, possibly.
And I understand Stewart's company is being hauled into court on an entirely different matter. Please explain.
Well, that's right. Kmart says Stewart's company is overstating the royalties it's due on sales of its merchandise. Kmart claims the company has been double counting the royalties. Martha Stewart Living says Kmart is just trying to win a reduction of its royalty payments and wiggle out of a 7-year contract that was signed in 2001, in June of 2001, actually. That was 6 months before the stock sale that led to Stewart's legal problems. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're taking a look at whether we might be becoming a NASCAR nation.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you.